Hello, hello, and welcome to Sex and Sensuality, the podcast where we speak what your dirty mind thinks. I am your host, Miss Mika Nicole, and we also have our Gigi. Hey, girl,
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning.
hi. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I am good. Trying to get over this allergy thing, honey. This weather is cuckoo crazy.
Oh my goodness. Oh my
How you
goodness. This
been?
what I'm doing okay. I agree. It is definitely some crazy weather out here. It has been something else, but my fear is that COVID is coming back. I mean, everybody at my job, they have had, not everyone, it's exaggeration, but at least three people at my job have had COVID in the last like month. And then I've heard about a few other people having COVID. So I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't come back. No, I don't want it back.
I know that's right. We don't want to go
No, we don't. And I have vacation coming up. So, oh
Oh,
goodness.
no. We gotta say, hey, get away from here. No COVID here.
Right, in the name of Jesus. So, how have things been with you? I know that you said that you've been sick, but I hope that you're starting to feel better or you haven't been
Yes,
feeling well.
I'm on the upswing, on the upswing. Yeah, doing a little traveling for work and training and stuff. So I'm trying to get it all together. This will be my third week, so I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. It's nothing like starting a new job and meeting new people and learning new assignments. It's, I don't know, the start of a new job is always so exciting for me. It's I'm always excited to learn. I'm a lifelong student, so I love learning. I love being in the classroom. Oh, goodness. So okay, so today, well, let's just recap. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, we had a letter, and our letter was about communication. So this letter is also about communication, but communication in a different way. So
You
let's get,
tap
I know, right? So this
that.
one says, I am reaching out to seek your advice on a delicate matter that I have been struggling with in my relationship. I have been feeling sex deprived and unsatisfied in my intimate life with my significant other. And I am unsure of how to broach this topic without hurting his ego. I value and care deeply for my partner, and I want to address this issue in a sensitive and respectful manner. However, I am concerned about how he may react and how it may affect his self-esteem. I would greatly appreciate any guidance or suggestions you may have on how to communicate my feelings and needs effectively. While oh goodness Lord. Sorry, y'all. I don't know why I got tongue-tied over this. While also being mindful of my partner's emotions and ego. I want to have an open and honest conversation about this topic in a way that promotes understanding and a positive resolution for both of us. What are your initial thoughts, Gigi? Because you're like,
Because I was thinking while you were reading that, that's normally one of the touchy subjects in a relationship, right? Because people don't know how the other one's going to respond to them being honest about lack thereof in the bedroom, because you don't ever want to feel like you're hurting someone's feelings, but you want to be as honest as possible because you can't move forward in fixing that situation if they don't know the truth, right? So,
Being honest, we all say that we want honesty, right? We all say that. I want honesty. I want you to be honest with me. Tell me what's going on. But then when you are honest, a lot of people don't accept your honesty as as well as you would hope them to. So it gives every the person that wants to be honest, it gives us pause, right? Because we're afraid of that person's reaction. So I just kind of wanted to say this, that we have to learn how to accept honesty, even when that honesty is something that may hurt our feelings, right? So I just wanted to say that. But let's talk about some tips. One of the first tips I have is you want to be clear before you talk to your partner, right? Consider
Right.
what's causing the dissatisfaction. And then what would you like to change? Those things are important because we don't want to be so honest and be like, oh, I just feel sexually deprived and you're not taking care of my sexual needs. And then the partner is looking like, well, what are those sexual needs and what am I not taking care of? And why are you feeling deprived? We need to come to the table with an answer, right?
Right.
Under with a clear answer and what it is that we would like, to be worked on, or what we need, what we feel needs to be changed in that moment. Because if we don't, then we're just kind of running in circles.
Correct. It's important that, first of all, we need to understand what it is we're looking for, right? Because I will say for myself, like, if for some reason I'm feeling like I'm not getting enough of quality time, right? Because everything doesn't have to be sexual, it could be just sensual, it could be just the intimacy. If I'm feeling like I'm not getting enough quality time in my relationship, where, okay, yeah, we're spending time in the house on the weekend, but is you're doing one thing downstairs and I'm upstairs, just because we're in the house together does not mean we're spending quality time just because we're together, right? So you have to be clear about what it is that you're feeling you're missing or needing in your relationship. Otherwise, you're just, like you said, going to be running in circles and talking two different languages while you're still speaking the same language.
I agree with you. And we don't want to just run into circles, right? Not at all. Because once we start running into circles, then no one understands what's going on anymore. And now the problem that was the problem is no longer the problem because now you have something else that's the problem. So
Yes,
we
most
want to try to
definitely.
stay, yes, try to stay focused. Also, you want to pick a good time to talk about this thing because some people, they want to talk about things that, and I've gotten this a lot. Like, even for my past relationships and my current relationship, I'm the type of person, like, I like to talk to you when I'm on my way to work. At that time in my past relationship, it was when I was on my way to work. Now, we all live in a time where most people work from home. But when I was on my way to work, I loved to talk to my ex on the phone. And then one day she was just like, I don't want to talk about these serious things that you're talking about early in the morning. Like, can we just keep it light in the morning? And I'm like, I'm just having a conversation, and if things come up, maybe the light bill came up, or maybe something serious came up. But so we want to make sure we're finding the right time to talk about what is happening in this thing. So it's like, if you don't find the right time, that person is not going to be open to hearing what you have to say. Or they may be rushing out the phone because maybe they have to go to work, or they may have to rush out the house because they have a meeting to go to. We don't know. So you want to pick a right time, the time where you have alone time of quiet. So if you have kids, then maybe the kids are in bed or the kids are at school and you are both home and you're able to sit there and have this discussion. You can go for a walk to try to talk these things out. But you want to find a good moment and make sure you have enough time to actually discuss the situation.
Right. You don't want interruptions because that could definitely be a distraction and then you lose your train of thought and important information could end up slipping through the cracks. So that is definitely key.
Definitely key. So the next thing is being gentle about it, right? We want to avoid, like, you don't want to talk about any sexual encounters you've had before, right? You want the, you don't want to say something like, well, when I was with my ex, we didn't do these things, or he did this, or he did that, and you're not doing it. You're not satisfying me. We don't want it to be that way, but you want it to be something like a gentle approach. That approach can be more of, babe, there's something I want to talk to you about, and I've been thinking about it for a while, and I'm hoping you're open to hearing what I have to say. And then you just kind of go into it. Listen, lately I've noticed that I haven't felt as sexually satisfied as I have with you in the past. And I would love for us to talk about what are some ways we can get us back to that level we were before, or at least close to that level. And then hopefully that allows that person to ask some questions like, well, why aren't you feeling satisfied? And then you can say, oh, well, I'm not feeling satisfied because I don't know, you used to do foreplay a lot longer. And now that you're not doing it as long, it is causing me to feel dissatisfied. Or it's taking me longer to reach my peak because you no longer do foreplay. So just coming up with, again, being gentle about it. Talking about it in a way that you're not blaming that person, but you're just telling them what you're missing. What are your thoughts, Gigi?
I would say that sometimes, even with gentle words, people can get, I don't know, defensive. And we have to be prepared for that, you know, because even in our minds, we could play this scenario out of zillion different ways, and you would always want it to be on the positive. But there could be moments that even with your gentlest touch and your kindest words, that your partner could take it as a slight towards them. But don't take that part personal, right? Because you've had time to think this through, to figure out that that this is a moment you want to talk about this. This is being thrown on them at the last moment, something they weren't expecting to hear. So you have to also be kind and don't take affront to whatever their reaction may be, right? Just allow them to process because you've had also the time to process this for yourself.
I agree with you on that. That's some good stuff right there. Allowing them time to process. And that is an important point. My mother-in-law had shared with me that what she used to do, they would write down or maybe write down or say what their issues were, right, to each other, her husband at the time. And then they would give each other maybe a day or two to read, to kind of think about their own feelings about that, and then to respond. So that way, again, they had just as much time to process it as anyone else. Not as anyone else, but as the person who asked the question or brought the issue up. So I think that's a very good point that you just made.
Yeah, because I see that to happen in, you know, in our relationships, even with our friends, right? We bring something to anyone, we're automatically expecting them to react a certain way, not realizing that this is something that's just thrown on them, whatever, good, bad, or indifferent. And you have to allow for them that same amount of grace to take in the information and process it as long as much time as it's taking you to finally get the courage up to bring it to the forefront in the first place. So I don't think we take that into consideration when we're having these communication conversations with anyone, right?
I agree. I agree. All right. The other thing is you want to be able to share your feelings. Something like the example, like, make sure that you're actually sharing how it feels or how you're feeling in regards to this dissatisfaction, this deprivation. Because when I'm thinking of deprived, so that means that they're not having sex. They're not even having sex at all. So if they're not having sex at all, then that is a that's a deeper, it's a deeper conversation to even have in the first place. So it's sharing your feelings about, well, how are you feeling about not, having that intimate connection with your partner, that particular intimate connection with your partner, and how is that affecting the relationship? I think that's important to talk about. And a lot of times, and I think you brought this up earlier, intimacy is more than just, right, the sexual part. So
Correct.
what are you feeling deprived at? Is it hugs, kisses, touch? Is it the actual sex itself? She did say sexually deprived, but we also don't know what is it. All of the sex that you feel is sexually deprived of, because there's many forms of sex out there, and so we don't know, but being specific makes a very big difference when discussing that with somebody. But that's such a sensitive topic in
It is.
relationships. Some,
It is.
yeah, it really, really is. But one thing that I do want to say is also that you can have intimacy. So if you're not having sex, then one thing that you can do, and you want to make sure too to check on your partner, make sure there's nothing medically going on with your partner that's causing a maybe a dip in
Libido.
libido. Yeah. And then, but if that is the case, or if your partner has just doesn't have that sexual desire like they used to, and maybe they don't need it as often, then y'all got to talk about ways that you can step up the intimacy. In other areas, maybe you need, maybe more conversation, maybe more hugs, maybe more kisses, maybe more cuddling. Just talking about those other forms of intimacy that can benefit you and kind of make up. And it's hard to say, and I'm just going to put make up in quotes, right? Because it's hard to say it's going to make up for the actual sex, because people want sex. We gotta be
Right.
honest, some people just want sex and they don't care about all the other forms of intimacy. But there are some people that they're okay with, as long as they're getting some form of intimacy from their partner, they're okay with having a little lack in their sexual activity if there is some physical connection in other ways.
Yeah, that's so true. Because all of it is important, right? When you
Right.
love someone and you're in a relationship, you want all of that, right? And you're hoping that you're giving, that they're receiving all of you, meaning in communication and your intimacy and your physical sex and touch and spending time and, just laying around watching movies. All of those things are important in a relationship.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. And that was the other thing is too, and I'm just gonna kind of leave it at this one. Is that you want to make sure too that if none of those other ways of intimacy can work for you, then think about, is sex a deal breaker? Because if it's a deal breaker, then you have to be willing to walk away. Because we can't, we're not, you're not here to force anyone to be sexual with you, right? So if they're just not sexually, if y'all are just not sexually compatible and nothing else works outside of, maybe if you try counseling, sex therapy, you could try all those things. But if none of those things work at that point, then you have to decide for yourself, is this a deal breaker for me? And if it's a deal breaker for you, be willing to walk away and let that person go free.
Just know that the next person might be another issue as well. So, and that's where you would hope to be able to go into those communications around sex earlier on so you don't fall into the same trap.
Oh, when you said that, I was just thinking that same thing. Like, it's so good to have these conversations early, because a lot of people don't. In the beginning, our sexual drives are all, for the most part, are always a lot higher, right? Because we it's the start of something new. It feels good. We feel this, what is it? These hormones are raging a little bit more. We have the feel good hormone just going on in there. So a lot of the times, sex is going to be a little bit more frequent. It's going to be a little better. And then as time goes on, it does kind of drift down a little bit because now we're reaching like a homeostasis, right? So things are we're looking okay. So that is it's important to have these conversations in the beginning. Like, listen, I have a really high sex drive. If you have a really high sex drive, you need to talk about it. Now, if you don't, I need to know this now.
Because like I need
Because,
to know this now.
right. I mean, this is rhetorical. This is not about me. I'm just saying, this is what you should be saying. I have a really high sex drive. If you do, and if you don't, I need to know now because a lot of people, they have it, like I said, that high sex drive in the beginning, but once they get settled into the relationship, they fine. They don't need to have sex as much. You know, they feel content in what they have and they're okay with it. So if you know, if that person knows that they're that type of person, they need to be honest in the beginning. Like, hey, when I settle in relationships, I usually don't have sex as much as I do in the beginning. And that's just something I notice about myself. Like, say it, be honest about it. So that person can move on and find somebody who may be a little bit more sexually compatible to them.
And you know, our sex drive fluctuates, right? So it can be real high at some points, and then you can, you know, get right there in the middle, and then it can dip and come back up. So, you know, again, like Mika said, always communicate that, right? Because when you're not feeling well, when you're going through like even the new job or the loss of a job or a whole lot of things in our life can cause us to be up and down when it comes to our sexual drive. But always being communicative with your partner will make sure that they're not feeling like it's something that they're doing or not doing that is making you feel that way.
I like that. And again, being honest about, like, going back to just what you just said about being honest about when you know that once you're in a relationship, you know that your sex drive is dipping a little bit. Talk about it with your partner. Don't wait for your partner to bring it up to you. Talk about it. Hey, I noticed that I don't feel as, you know, sexually driven as I normally do. And I want to let you know that, and I want to let you know that I recognize that, and I want us to come up with ways that I can help bring some intimacy to your life so that you're still satisfied. You know, I want to find a solution for this. So, all right, girls, so let's move on. I hope that helped. That was it for our segment on the letter. Now we're going to move on to your news hour. How are things going in the news land?
Let's see what we got. Well, this week starts the Democratic National Convention. I mean, I know some of y'all may have watched the Republican. Boy, that one was a hot mess. when you're talking about who they had on there, Kid Rock, and they had what is her name? That chick that was on there. Lord have
Girl,
mercy.
listen, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I did not watch it. So I'm not
Amber
mad.
Rose, she was on there talking about how she was a Democrat at one point, and then her daddy started telling her stuff, and she never listened, and now she's all for the red hat wearing Trump. Child, when she
Oh,
said
you
that, I
mean
fell out.
Amber Rose?
Amber Rose, that's
Oh,
her.
okay.
And I'm thinking, how did you go from a woman wanting other women to be? Remember how we spoke about in the past how she had what was the thing that she had going on when she wanted women to be okay, or the slut walk, right? About being okay in your body, that you should be able to wear what you want and not be shamed and not be sexually assaulted by men or no women because of how you are. To now siding with a group who feels like women should never have the right to their own bodies. I'm thinking that is so different than you were a few ba years back, Amber, but okay.
Well, we all know that people change and they have the right to change. But it sounds drastic. It does sound
Yes,
drastic.
very drastic. But On this note, this time I'm looking forward to seeing what the Democrats are going to bring to the table. I think President Joe Biden is supposed to speak today. They're supposed to honor him in his 52 years in government. Wow, that is almost as long as I've been on this earth. And that is amazing. You know, all the things that he has done. He said he is the most transformative president ever with all the things that he has been able to bring to the forefront and do for people over these few years since he's been with, you know, with Obama, with ex-president Barack Obama, and his own presidency. So to be able to see where Vice President Kamala Harris is going to take it now that she has picked up the baton, I'm very excited. The energy that is definitely out there now, it is definitely a different, totally different energy, totally different. And I'm looking forward to, you know, I've been part of doing some phone banks and getting on there. I'm ready to hit the streets, do whatever needs to be done for us to not be a part of this 2025 nightmare that they have going on. And I've just started printing out all the pages and going through. So as we continue doing Facts Don't Care About Feelings segment, I will be reading some more into the 2025 agenda from the Republican Heritage Foundation. So, but right
Okay.
now we will be seeing what's going on with the Democrats this week.
That sounds good. Thank you. Thank you. And you're right, y'all. Listen, we are working on a new format this year, right? And you're right, Gigi. It's called Facts, not what you said. Facts Don't Care About Feelings.
Facts
I'm
don't
so sorry.
care.
Facts Don't Care About Feelings. Okay, so our next story is on. So I don't know if you all watch Fatal Attraction or and or For My Man, but this is our Love Kill segment, y'all. We're gonna wrap it up with this. So on I do commentary on For My Man and Fatal Attraction. So my most recent episode that I did aired on Wednesday night, last Wednesday night. Y'all could catch me on the episodes, but it was season 8. Let me see, season 8, episode 13, I think. Let me check.
All right.
Because, yes, but y'all, the story, let me just tell y'all, this story was something else.
What was it about, girl? Come on, tell me, because I'm gonna have to catch up.
Yes, you're gonna have to catch it. So this story was something else. So it was about these two women. They both had very similar names, Shamaya and Shania. And I think it was Shamaya that got with this guy when she was 16. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was 25 when they got together, or 22. May have been a little older. This is season 8, episode 12 on For My Man on TV One. But they got together. She ended up, leaving her hometown. I believe that they moved to Vegas, and they had two kids. I think they ended up having a third. Well, somewhere along the line, I guess they got married, then they broke up. Then he ends up getting with another girl named Shania. And I hope I'm not mixing them up. But so when he got with Shania, Shamaya, according to the story, became jealous of his relationship with Shania. So he started, being more and more with Shania and spending time with her. Well, he decided that he wanted to, I guess, start like a, well, this is what they're saying. He invited, Shania went with him to see his kids for Father's Day. And she went with him to where Shamaya was at her house. Apparently, I guess they hung out for a few days. The three of them hung out for a few days. They said that they went and got their nails done. The girls went and got their nails done. And they just were talking and all this kind of good old stuff. Well, She was 19. The new girl was 19.
Oh.
Right. And so she was much younger than Shemaya. And so it is said that she probably got jealous of him. Well, I mean, of her. And so I still don't know. And even when we were telling the story, we still don't know. It's still not said like why she ended up shooting Shania, right? So Shania, it was just said that Shamaya is saying that she woke up to gunshots. Her daughter woke her up and said that her ex-husband shot Shania. And so he called the police and was, and you could hear her screaming in the background, "Oh, he's gonna kill me, he's gonna kill me." Well, then she goes outside and the police comes and she tries to like jump off the balcony to the ground below. She did jump off the balcony because she says she's trying to get away from him. Well, he is saying that he came and she shot. He saw that she shot Shania and that he took the gun from her and called 911. Well, they tested both hands for, gunpowder. She was the only one that had gunpowder on her hands. He didn't have any gunpowder on his hands. She stated that she wrestled with him and took the gun from him. And that's how she, I guess, supposedly got this gunpowder on her hands. And she's stating that he went and took a shower. And that's why he doesn't have gunpowder on his hands. But it was just a hot mess. But it's still no reason why this girl was shot. Like, we still don't know. What was she shot over? So long story short, Shamaya gets time in prison. She gets sentenced to prison and he gets off scot-free.
Really?
Yes. Nothing happened to him. So and again, it sounds like it was just a senseless murder because it still is no, there is no, like, we still don't know why she shot him. If she shot her, we don't know why she shot her. And if he shot her, we don't know why he shot her. But she was trying to get away and she had made it to the door, but she couldn't open the door. She got shot before she could open the door and get out.
So
Just
it sounds like
horrible.
some jealousy there, obviously.
Some jealousy there. And then it was said that he was trying to do a threesome between the three of them, and that could have sparked it. I don't know. I don't
Right,
know.
it sounds real. So were they all living together? This sounds strange, girl. Now I really have to watch this.
Right. Y'all gonna have to watch the story, right? Because it is just as confusing as I'm telling it to y'all. Listening to it is kind of confusing too. But yeah, you're going to have to watch it. They weren't living together, no. He was visiting. He said that he was visiting the baby mama, Shamaya, and he brought Shania with him. And I guess somehow they were there for a few days. But he was visiting for Father's Day. But the mom was on there to tell a story. And again, I just, to me, I feel like something should have been, he should have been charged with something. I mean, he had, at this time, I guess, had to be what, in his 30s, maybe 40s, because they had three kids. He met the first girl when he was in his 20s and she was 16. Now this girl is 19. So it's something need to be done with him talking to these young girls, in my opinion. If he get charged with nothing else, he need to get charged with talking to young girls, like messing up their
Nothing
lives.
to happen to him for him just talking to these younger girls.
Right. Anyway, y'all, that was our story for today on Love Kills. Come join us next week. I'm sorry, we're going to be here. I don't know, are we doing this weekly again, or we want to do this every 2 weeks?
We gonna let y'all know.
Yeah, we're gonna let y'all know because right now we've been doing it every 2 weeks, but we may come back weekly. But join us next time for our next story, our next facts over feelings, and our next love kills. Know that you can write us a story, or you could choose to come in. I mean, your questions, you can write your questions and send it to sex, the letter N, sensuality at, I'm sorry, sex, the letter N, sensuality show at gmail.com, or you can choose to be a guest on the show anonymously and ask your questions, and we'll
Yeah.
be happy to answer your questions on air. Yeah, and you could think of it like a 15-20 minute counseling session, okay, from a therapist and our world life guru, Miss Gigi. Okay, all righty, y'all. We'll see y'all next time on Sex and Sensuality, the podcast. Have a good day.
Have a good one.